So the subject of tonight is memachik, which I'm not sure if anybody knew what memachik means before we learn it. I don't know if you know what it means afterwards, but memachik means the av malacha called memachik is literally means to scrape off. And it comes, the malacha in the Mishkan was that they used to scrape off the hairs of the hides of the animal to smooth them out and, as a part of the process of producing leather for the Mishkan. This doesn't just apply to leather, it applies to any type of rough wood, stone, or anything that's a rough surface that you're smoothing out would be a av malacha of mamachik. The Gemara says that the tolda of mamachik called memareach, that's the Gemara's example is, as we saw, is to spread out some type of ointment over a bandage, and that would be also usher because of a machik. A very easy example of the av malach of a machik is the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person has dirt on their shoes, on their leather shoes, he has to be careful where he scrapes off the shoes. Because if he scrapes it on something that's very rough, it could scrape the leather also, and that would be a problem with machik. Also, sharpening a knife would be smoothing out the metal of the knife, and that would also be av malacha of memachik. Now, the tolda is much more common, as memareach, is any type of smoothing, smearing, rubbing, and it applies to a thick substance. What exactly is a thick substance is we're going to discuss in a few minutes. I guess maybe the prime example is soap. Meaning the Mishnah Berurah says that brings down, like we saw, it's Pharisee Yisrael, that the soap of their time at least was very rough, and he asked her that would be memachik. A bar of soap would be smoothing out the bar of soap, and of course the questions that they ask is that it's a red Arab bar of soap should not be also because it's smoothed out. But most Paiskim Lamaisa, they say svaras, different svaras, trying to be miyashiv exactly why bars of soap would be also, and we are machmer on bars of soap. Liquid soap is a little more complicated. Reb Moshe Feinstein says a svara, and it's really a little bit unclear what exactly he means. There is another svara that they say that the Ramab, the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to. It's really a Gemara. The Gemara says you're not allowed to smear thick oil because of a gzera that you might get confused between thick oil and wax. Wax would be a problem of spreading out because it holds its shape, but thick oil it's technically pourable. And that would be only, it would be a gezeira, so you shouldn't get confused in that. So therefore, any very thick substance would have a problem of this gezeira derabanan that you might get confused with wax. So what exactly is called thick, and what exactly is called thin? So there, the Reb Nissen Krelitz says that anything that is not very watery would be a chashash, that it would be called a thick substance, and therefore he says you got to water down even pourable soap, even soap that pours, you'd have to water down because maybe that's thick enough to be called to be included in this iser. The Star K, they say that the geder is if it has a viscosity of 600 cp or less, which means, I don't know what viscosity is, but apparently
what's CP?
CP stands for centripoise. Which I don't know what it means either, but it means that if something that the resistance to how quick it pours is called the viscosity. Now 600 CP is there's something called a viscometer apparently, and that's a way of measuring. If you want an example, water is 1 CP, right? And peanut butter is 250,000 CP. So so in between milk is 3. They so 600 is less than castor oil, and that would be the gather. So they said they tested certain types of, they tested Dawn, they tested Dawn dish liquid, which is, and they said that was good enough, but soft soap had to be watered down a little bit. So, you know, the most, so most places recommend that at least you should, it should be at least pourable, and they recommend to get rid of any type of suffix, to water it down, even liquid soap, to a much looser consistency. Now, there's another shiloh. The foaming soap, which is the soap that you press the button, it turns out foam, that's really a liquid. So that they say, is not a problem. And the making the foam is not noilad. Rabbi Yashiv says it. He brings a raya. You're allowed to pour a cup of beer on Shabbos, even though it's going to create a head. It's going to have a foam. So he says foam is not considered any type of noilad. It doesn't have any real mamashas to it, and therefore it wouldn't be any problem. Chapstick or lipstick is a stick of lipstick would be a problem. Moshe says it's a problem of Maria, because that's besides the problem of Tzeveya, you're also rubbing that and trying to make it even. That's a good example. The Ketzais HaShulchan says that the same svara that he says, why he doesn't hold that it would be mimareach by bar soap, like we saw on the sheets, he says that it wouldn't be a problem by lipstick also, since it's already smooth, that wouldn't be any problem either. About the problem with Tzeveya, I'm not sure how he comes out. It's a big piece. Any type of thick hand cream or Vaseline, that would be a problem of rubbing out on your hands or on your lips. That would be a clear example of Mareach. I forgot to mention the Rabbi.
And the lipstick has another issue that you were asking the thing itself. No, is there two?
Right. So the memachik usually is on the thing itself, right. Meaning you're smoothing out the surface of the lipstick. Right. With that, you would have the svara that maybe it's already smoother.
Oh, so
but memareach on the lips, that might be a
memachik.
Yeah. The Rabbi Ribi Yet says that the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to water down the liquid soap on Shabbos. It's not a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you could even if you put soap in your hands and then you turn on the water and dilute it before you rub it around, that would also be an eitzah if you didn't do it before. So somebody told me that the metzias of hand sanitizer is that if you leave it on your hands, it gets much more liquid. You pour it out, it's a little thicker, but when you leave it on your hand, it like melts and it becomes much more liquidy. So according to this svara, you would be allowed to, even if you can't, even if you can't pour it, but if you put it on and then it melts, then you can rub it on afterwards. Any baby oil or any type of thin oil is not a problem. Shoe polish, if anybody remembers the old time shoe polish, the wax in the little can, that's a hard shoe polish, and that would be a problem to put it on. And the same thing would be solid deodorant. Stick deodorant. And roll-on deodorant is not a problem, because that's also a liquid. But a stick deodorant, that's also memareach. The Rama discusses about icing a cake, or putting on any type of food, the smoothing out the surface of a food, would that be a problem? So the first svar that he says is that there's no mimareach by food, because you could eat it without that. But he says there's still a makom to be machmer by.
Why is that a svar? I could also put on Vaseline without.
But that's not the derech. Oh, if you dab it on, then that's not a problem.
No, but I could dab it on, so it's still awesome.
But that's not the derech. You don't.
So I can eat my peanut butter without smoothing it out to my bread. So then why should it be any different?
If that's the derech of how it is, then that nobody globs on Vaseline usually. That's not how you use it. But for food, you could eat it. It's food. Either you want it thinner, you like it thinner. I don't know.
Why is there a reason to be mutter?
Why is it a reason to be mutter? That means that there's nothing. You're not doing it for any purpose. There's nothing real batsim that you're doing. Well, if it's a bandage, so when you smooth it, you want the medicine all over the place. So to make it evenly coated.
What is the reason behind it?
I don't know. Then he says, apparently there was some type of apple dish that he says that if you're machmer by this type of b'maychol shel tapuchim u'kedayma tavel of bracha, that there is a makam to be machmer, and the Bira Halacha says that this was they used to smooth it out just to make it look nice. So therefore, the Paiskim say that if you're smoothing it out for the aesthetics, just to make it look nice, like even icing a cake, or you have a bowl of mashed potatoes and you smooth out the top, that's not recommended. But putting cream cheese on a sandwich or peanut butter just to make it that it covers the whole piece of bread, that's not going to be a problem. This svara. What?
Filling in holes of the
challah,
the bread.
Right, that's not. You're doing it just to get the. You're just getting the cream cheese all over the bread. You're not
filling in holes.
See, yeah, but that's. You're smoothing the bread. Yeah. this that we say there's no memareach by oichel is only if you're doing it derech achila. I mean, if you want to put on, if you want to put butter on a burn. So if someone says you can't do that, that's going to be, it's only if you're eating it that way, or you're doing it to eat, that would that's when this svar applies. Now when it comes to medicated ointment, bacitracin, destitin, any type of thing, where for sure for a child, so you can't smear it out because that's memareach, but if you put on, just glob it on, without smoothing it, even if you when you put on the diaper, put on the band-aid, it's gonna spread out. Since you didn't do a biadayim, that would be an eitzah to do it. Now, also pushing it out of the tube, they say that's not a problem, even though it's kind of come out in a smooth glide. But you're not smoothing out something that was previously in a rough state. It was just that's the way you get it out. Squeezing itself is not a problem. That's just how you get it out of the tube.
About pushing it all the way up to the top.
What's the problem? You're smoothing it out. If you're doing it just to get it to the top, you're pushing it out. I'd say again. Yeah. And toothpaste, brushing your teeth, it's not remotion again is machmer. The Ksaisa Shulchan, again with his svara that it's not a problem in Mareach because you're not really smoothing anything out. You're just rubbing it on. You don't really care. I think we're machmer on that pretty much. And it's interesting. Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's makel by liquid soap, even he is machmer when it comes to brushing your teeth. Thank you.